WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Legal filings show that the family of the 22-year-old who's accused of shooting and killing conservative activist Charlie Kirk in Utah told authorities that he had recently become more political. Utah's Republican Governor Spencer Cox directed a message to young people Friday as he urged Americans to find an off-ramp.
We can choose a different path. Your generation has an opportunity to build a culture that is very different than what we are suffering through right now. Not by pretending differences don't matter, but by embracing our differences and having those hard conversations.
President Trump called on NATO members to stop buying Russian oil, saying that would likely end Russia's war in Ukraine. So far, the president's not gone forward with threatened tougher sanctions against Russia. Israel has ramped up its strikes on Gaza City as Secretary of State Marco Rubio visits Israel. A morgue in Gaza says 12 children were among 32 killed in recent strikes. This is ABC News. The federal government is suing Uber. ABC's Alex Stone explains why.
The U.S. attorney in San Francisco claims Uber has been routinely denying service to riders who have disabilities and that it's been charging for cleanup after a service animal sheds in a car. A new lawsuit also claims Uber has been charging cancellation fees to disabled riders who have been illegally denied service. The federal government says it wants Uber to modify its policies and to stop discriminating against riders who have disabilities. Uber says it disagrees with the DOJ's allegations and that it has a zero-tolerance policy for service denials of disabled riders. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Beginning Sunday, you could check out over 200 props from the movie Jaws in Los Angeles, where the Academy Museum of Motion Pictures opens its exhibit marking 50 years since Steven Spielberg's blockbuster. It runs through July. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
James Santel joining me. Donald Trump just flat out threatening Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook.
A lot of people apparently, Maggie, in high places in government engaging in mortgage fraud, including Adam Schiff and Letitia James, and now Commissioner Cook as well. The Federal Reserve is created independent of politics, preventing exactly this kind of thing from happening. This is the instability that causes economic crisis.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shali Pittman. A survey from the Century Foundation reveals that in Wisconsin and across the country, people are spending significant time worrying about their finances as they struggle to make ends meet. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Wisconsin News Connection has more.
The Foundation's Angela Hanks says respondents are also concerned changes to government policies might exacerbate their financial challenges. She says more than 80% of those surveyed worry about grocery costs, and about 50% are stressed about rent and mortgage payments. Two-thirds wouldn't be able to cover an unexpected medical expense.
We also asked what people are doing in this environment to make ends meet. And one of the more startling findings was that one in four had skipped meals in the last year to save money.
That includes roughly one in 10 Wisconsinites who experience food insecurity. The survey also found that more than 35% of respondents were tapping into savings and using credit cards to pay bills, and about 30% were taking on debt just to cover basic needs. Hanks emphasizes the economic unease transcends party lines. Hanks notes the survey highlights particular concern about the effects of President Trump's policies, with nearly 80% of respondents worried about tariffs raising prices. 75% of respondents fear a possible recession. Hanks emphasizes people feel economic changes in their everyday lives before they appear in official economic indicators, but recent measures seem to reinforce the unease. Hank contends that the policies of the past 7 months are not set in stone and says policymakers should seriously reconsider approaches to health care, food assistance, and tariffs. She emphasizes needed investments in families, a rollback of enacted cuts, and increased efforts to ensure Americans can have stable lives without facing such severe economic insecurity. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, slight chance of thunderstorm, otherwise partly sunny with highs around 80 degrees. Tonight, some patchy fog, a low around 59. Mostly sunny for Sunday, a high near 80. For Monday, sunshine, highs in the low 80s. Mostly sunny with a high near 83 Tuesday.
It's 67 right now.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show...
I'm back.
Oh yeah, that's right. Jane is back, and we catch up on all the news she missed while she was away. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content...
What's up, Wisconsin? This is Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish. Alongside of me, the side-winding, slathering, huntingness.
Slathering.
I don't even know what that means. Puts her hand under rocks, climbs rocks, sideways banana riding, fishingest, huntingest woman I've ever met. Dan, yell, Fairman. Woo! Woo-woo!
Hello, everybody. That was a heck. That was the best intro.
No,
I've ever had.
That wasn't the best one because I had a whole
there
bunch
was a lot
of them lined
energy.
Up. It was energy, but I've got. I want to incorporate atlatl into it because we talk about an atlatl, and I think we should actually try to hunt with an atlatl at some point.
Actually, hunt?
Well, yeah,
I'm in. I'm
hunt.
Down for hunt.
That's
target.
What they're for.
I understand. Have you used one of those?
No.
It is the most complicated thing.
No,
I need to be there for you first.
If I'm
throw.
Cooking, I struggle to. Use an at ladle. So I don't think I'd be.
I'm struggling to follow you guys.
Okay. Hey, that's
the best thing ever.
Certified French award winning chef, culinarian, the chefery of the show, Ellie Lawton. Who we are lucky enough. You had a
little returned.
Week off. You're returned. It's
welcome.
It's great
we've
to have
missed
you back
you.
On the show.
I've returned from the depths of my kitchen.
Well, I can appreciate that. You have a very busy time going on right now into fall. You got horses.
Yes.
It's hunting season and
yes,
cooking season.
Lots of big stuff at work going
and
on.
Food shows.
It is food show season.
Yeah. Well, I don't think there's much better. I mean, I used to love TV shows, man, but food shows, that sounds awesome.
They're the best.
I'd be in for
food's
that
my
one.
Favorite.
I've got
thing.
The coolest
food
job
is my
in the
favorite
world.
Dish. Yes, I wouldn't disagree with that. Hey, we got Noah Morris. And if you're watching us today, I just want to explain. This is Studio B. This is WFSH Studio B.
2.0.
Noah Morris, our field producer. We are in his studio at his home because there's an internet outage in the area of the studio tonight. So we were fortunate enough to come to Lynn and Noah's studio at their home, WFSH Studio 2.0. In an undisclosed location, which is underground,
is
which is
secret.
Weird.
We're
underground.
Noah doesn't have a mic, but
Noah
he's
doesn't
smiling.
Have a mic, but he's smiling. Ooh, that's when
if
I get to interpret what he's saying.
Say something.
Oh, this is actually really interesting because we can talk to Noah, but he can't talk back.
Right.
And I was just going to tell Noah, I like his hair. It has recently grown.
Just in 1 week.
You do know that hair continually grows.
Oh, I know that, but it's noticeably longer today, and I was gone for a week, and clearly he takes hair vitamins.
Oh, do you take hair vitamins, Noah?
He's saying no.
Noah's shaking his head.
Oh,
he's
getting ready for winter.
And he clearly can't find a hat, so he's growing his hair out. I guess that's why I'm doing it, too.
Yeah, that's
oh, my gosh. I'm
for.
So jacked today. We have a really, really cool guest that Danielle, you found her, and what an awesome thing. We've got a guest with us today who is into holistic skin care, body care, health care, right? I mean, is that a good way to say it? Allie Clark is with us. Allie, you have like a whole thing going on of like utilizing the earth for what it's for. really.
For what it's for. I like that one. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's pretty exciting.
I have a lot in my basket. Yes.
She literally has a basket.
I think she said that. I think she meant that metaphorically and literally as well.
Yes.
You do have a basket. That's a
I do. This is one of my small baskets, but yeah.
I'll be honest. I have this thing that I love, like, woven baskets.
Do you?
Yes, because everywhere you travel in the world, including, like, South Africa and Europe, they have different ways of weaving baskets. Yes. And there's almost always local baskets.
They're beautiful.
I do love baskets.
But before we get into Allie and the fantastic products, which she brought a ton of, which, by the way, all smell awesome.
Yeah, you introed Danielle and said slathering. I'm like, we're literally slathering.
That's
tonight.
Where I was getting it from. I had one of the Yellow Heart Sisters. I have one of the products.
Life
I was putting
bar?
It on my cracking.
Life bar.
Your hands are much nicer now than they did before.
That's not a high bar. I had, like, total man hands that were all cracked, but I used the Life Bar on them. Not only do they feel fantastic, but I think they're going to actually help me be a better hunter.
Well, probably. Well, yeah. We'll make perfect sense. Yes.
Maybe.
We should put some estrus in there.
I'm thinking we should gift it for Christmas to all of our favorite friends. Yes.
Leave the makeup of the products to the masters, okay?
We'll do. Let's do random ideas.
Let's do our weekly Wiscos, because what an exciting week it is in Wisconsin. And we had the opening of hunting.
Yes.
Several hunting seasons opened. And now next week, as a matter of fact, today is the opener of turkey and deer, white-tailed deer hunting, which is very exciting. And to me, people say, you love hunting. But you know what it is? I love eating. So yes. I love to eat the new organic meats that you're able to harvest in the field.
Yes.
So I'm going to say my weekly Wisco was I got out goose hunting. It was tough this year.
Yes.
The flyways change every year. There are, slight changes in those flyways. I hunt a lot in the western Waukesha County area. There just are not the local geese around that there usually are. Mm-hmm. But we had that cold snap there for a while. We're back warm again. We already saw some migrators come around, and we were able to harvest enough so that I know Chef Lawton's going to be able to come up with something fantastic with some goose. At least that's what I hope. That's my weekly Wisco. That's the exciting thing I did outside. Danielle, what do you got?
My exciting thing was I went out on my last fishing tournament of the year.
Oh, how'd you do?
Wonderful.
I got 3 bass, a total of 9 pounds something.
Hey, heck
it
yeah.
It was massive. Wow. So the best I've ever done.
So wait a minute. You got that, you're averaging 3 pounds plus per bass?
Yeah, I've never seen such big bass. Like, this sounds super weird.
You can put your fist in their mouth.
My whole fist.
You noodled the bass, Danielle. You're supposed to use a pole, not your arm for bass fishing.
That is awesome.
I did it wrong again.
Danielle's the only gal I know that noodles
bass. Brought her basket,
bass.
And you caught the bass.
There we go.
It's perfect.
Yes.
But then I had a wedding reception on Sunday.
Okay.
So with my bass fishing girlfriend. So she's the one that got me into the club, and I was standing in her wedding. And I was gone for that week. So she had the reception this Sunday.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Well, good. I'm glad. What a great weekend. Did you get out hunting at all?
No.
Not yet?
Not yet.
I know you will.
Yep.
I know you will.
We went out dove hunting in opener, though.
Oh,
so we went dove hunting.
Well, you did get out hunting.
Well, that was the prior week. This week.
That's okay.
Last week.
That still counts. Chef Lawton, what do you got?
I have two. I'm making up for last week.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
So I can't decide which one to do first. I'm going to do the food first. So Megan Salazar, her wonderful...
Our Facebook czar.
Yes.
Megan Salazar, Facebook czar.
Her wonderful mother came to town. She lives in Florida for a visit. And I made a 7-course French dinner for her and her family.
7-course?
Unbelievable.
7 courses. We ate for 3 hours. It was wonderful.
Aww.
We loved it. Traditional French meal. And then my outdoor weekly Wisco is I got my first goose band.
You did
what?
Not.
Yeah, yeah, you did.
Really?
That was awesome.
I did.
Oh, that's so great.
I was so excited. Yes. So
no way.
I did.
Did you jump for joy? What did you scream? What did you do?
I just was like, that's awesome.
That was it.
You don't seem like you're a very good gift receiver. That was awesome. I did a goose band. I'm tearing around the field wetting my pants.
Yeah. I was probably more excited right now than you were.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Nice. Well, that's good for you. Yes.
That is one heck of an exciting weekly WISCO, if you ask me.
If I
had gotten a goose band, I'd still probably be running around the field.
Walking around with it. That's awesome.
Yes.
Allie Clark, did you do anything nice in the outdoors this past couple of weeks?
Absolutely.
What do you got?
I went hen hunting.
What?
Ooh, yes.
Hen of the woods?
Yes.
Hen of the woods season. It's the best time of the year.
Does that qualify as a dad joke?
Absolutely, sir. Whatever you say counts as a dad joke. I don't write that down.
Oh, boy. Well, at least Jacob's not patronizing me. I'm an accountant. I went hen hunting.
Allie, did you find any?
There are baby hens out there in our area.
Yeah. Talk to us about that.
So hen of the woods is also the maitake mushroom, mm-hmm. and it grows abundantly in our area at the base of oak trees starting around September 1st and going through about Halloween. So all of September and October, we can walk around the base of large oak trees and check and see if there is a giant blossoming mushroom there mm-hmm. at the base. Yeah. And sometimes there's up to five, and they can be literally as large as a big chicken or small hen.
Okay, now, see.
Actually, up to even 20 pounds.
We're in the food category already.
Ask her what she does with it afterwards. I never thought about doing this until she started talking about it.
First, I'm going to go with this. It's radio, so we have to describe to people what it looks like. Describe what it looks like. So someone, we don't want people out there hunting and eating
Hen of the woods is a really easy, great first mushroom to find because you know exactly when to find it and exactly where to find it. And I can give a fairly good description. You can also Google what it looks like.
Sure, yeah.
But it literally only grows. Some people say it may a couple other places, but it grows at the base of large oak trees. Mm-hmm. And there can be one to five around
the base.
And they're like brown, gray, and they almost have, they have like petals and they're big. Mm-hmm. So there's nothing else that looks like it.
I think they're very pretty, actually.
Oh, they are.
I think they're actually very pretty.
They're gorgeous.
Now, what do you do with it when you find these?
You cook them up in a pan with butter and garlic.
That's how
we love to do it all.
That's what you do. It's basically a vessel for butter and garlic.
Yes. What was the other way that you were talking about?
So once you've eaten as much as you possibly can and shared as much as you can with your neighbors and friends, then it's a great mushroom to dehydrate because they're so large and abundant.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
So you break it apart. Don't ever wash a mushroom.
Really?
Don't wash a mushroom. That dirt from those base of the oak trees and the pristine, beautiful woods and the kettle moraine, you want that. So you just leave that. Little bit of twigs and dirt and stuff, that's okay.
Yeah. It's not going to hurt you.
It's not going to hurt you. It's probably going to help you. So you just don't wash a mushroom because also you would never forage a mushroom from a place that wasn't totally clean. You wouldn't forage it from where there might be chemicals or pesticides.
You wouldn't forage it from the edge of a dumpster on the corner of Fifth and Cherry.
If they're there, you just leave those. You just
I don't think I'll ever be there anyway. So,
they're coming from nature. They're gorgeous. They're delicious. They're healthy. They're so healthy.
What do they taste like in comparison to a store-purchased mushroom that you might be thinking of, like a button mushroom or another type of mushroom?
How to describe? Oh, it's just the umami, you know? This is just, it's incredible.
I think they
it's
almost have
the
like
texture.
A buttery but like woody flavor a little bit. I don't know. Yeah.
They're just so good.
They're delicious.
Yeah.
And they're so good and they're so healthy. So we eat as much as we can and then we put them in the dehydrator. I'll get into this, but there was Yellow Heart Sisters first is the self-care products you were talking about.
Yes.
But then I've been an entrepreneur for 10 years. And so 5 years into that, I started in the mushroom department and in the herbalism and then the food that we can get. Wellness of the Woods started from this particular mushroom.
Because
I love that.
Because that's this great. Mushroom has so much wellness.
Well, there wasn't mushroom in the industry, but you found some and you're one heck of a fungi.
I can't help it.
Food, forage, hunting, fishing. This is raised in WISCO.
You don't understand, and you A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Be first in line for 2026 Brewers season tickets available now. Secure the best seats in the house at the best rates of the season and get a 2025 regular season Brewers game free. Plus, full or half-season plans of two or more seats get a custom Brewers starter jacket. Learn more at brewers.com/season tickets.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hi, my name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires. I'm also the author of a new book, Burned by Billionaires, How Concentrated Wealth and Power Are Ruining Our Lives and Planet. This summer proved to all of us that climate change is real and it is deadly. And I'm here to tell you that a small group of billionaires are making it worse. Did you know that billionaire Jeff Bezos' wife, Lauren Sanchez, emitted more carbon in her 11-minute Blue Origin space flight than the average person emits in a lifetime? Did you know that the average super yacht produces as much carbon emissions as 1,500 regular vehicles? And that private jets emit 10 to 20 times more pollutants per passenger than commercial airplanes? So who should pay for climate change? People like you who recycle and turn off the lights when you leave the room, or billionaires who take joyrides in space? Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
This is Raised in Wisco, your one-stop shop for everything in the great outdoors of the great state of Wisconsin. I want to welcome our new Civic Media partners in Michigan and Minnesota.
Neighbors.
We're going to do our very best to make sure we don't talk about football rivalries with the new members from Michigan and Minnesota. Raised in Wisco is now on 23 radio stations throughout Wisconsin. So wherever you are in Wisconsin and now on the borders of Wisconsin and into some of our fellow neighboring states, please check us out. You can hear us on all Civic Media stations Saturdays at 11 o'clock. And if you miss it, Danielle, where can they find it?
If you miss it, you can say, hey, Google, play Raised in Wisco.
Heck yeah.
And it will bring you to Spotify and or Apple. You can find all of our previous shows on there, and then as well as YouTube, Facebook, and then, of course, the radio.
Wow. I think that there is no excuse not to listen to Raised in Wisco. Listen, if you're a first-time listener, we have an absolute blast here. We laugh with and at ourselves.
Yes.
We talk about everything from the great outdoors of Wisconsin that you can take with you into the great indoors of Wisconsin to put on your dinner table, how to entertain yourself free of charge with Mother Nature at the helm. It's literally God's glory for us to take advantage of, and it's fantastic. We love having you along, and I'm just really excited. And I don't think we could have a more apropos guest than Allie Clark to talk about what it's like to use what Mother Nature provides to better your life. Allie, you have a company that's called, which I want to get to the bottom of this too. Yellow Heart Sisters is the name of your company, and you make these natural products from things that occur in the earth. How on earth did that start? Where'd the name come from? And what's it about?
Well, I started Yellow Heart Sisters 10 years ago. And at that point, if you think back, you might remember some of the things that we didn't have 10 years ago, which was a natural organic pit paste / deodorant that works.
How did you come up with pit paste?
I love pit paste.
I love deodorant.
It's a great name.
How did that happen?
I made it sticky so that it wouldn't just slip off during the day. And I didn't want it to be wet, like some of the natural deodorants that existed. Yes. Now we've got a lot of great options, and it's not as pressing of an issue as it was 10 years ago when people didn't know. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we've come really a long way and people know this now. But mine is like not just natural, it's food grade. Like it's things that if you're going to put it on your body, especially in your armpits, which are where we have lymph nodes and we have our breast health and we have all sorts of really important equipment in there, very sensitive area. It should really be food grade, not just aluminum free. That's a good start, but really, you know, a next level. I call it beyond organic.
I don't think a lot of people
smell so good.
Consider. Yes. And I have some right here. Pit paste. It says for all mankind. Is this the man's version?
Yes, because Yellow Heart Sisters is a very feminine brand.
It's a very feminine sounding brand, but it doesn't scare me off. I'm going to tell you that. And I want to know where that name came from. This smells fantastic.
Thanks.
And I'm to the point, I don't think most people even realize what they put on their body in the absorption of your skin that goes right into your blood, into your bloodstream. Yeah. And I think that that is something that's interesting to talk about. I don't think a lot of people talk about that.
I feel like people are a lot better. I feel like we know. And now you walk into even like a Sierra Trading Post or TJ Maxx. Like every place has some great natural options. Mine is a next level. But even that, like that fact that we've come that far is fantastic.
Good. How did you start the company and where the name come from?
Well, I just Googled. I got frustrated with what was currently available. And I just Googled up how to make it myself. And being a cook in my kitchen, I just mixed up a batch and I loved it.
That's awesome.
Easy peasy.
Just like that.
So that means
so basically
it
was gifted from God. I didn't know. I'm not a chemist. I have a marketing background.
And now over the years you just continue to produce more items. What are the other items that you make?
Well, I just kind of expanded from basically I replaced everything in my bathroom that I was using that I was buying from a store with something that I could make myself with natural ingredients. You know what's a small thing, but not a small thing?
What is that?
Dry shampoo.
Oh, yes. Oh, I could use some.
Dry shampoo is a really big deal.
What is dry shampoo?
Have you never used dry shampoo with your curly
locks? Surprised you haven't, Joel.
How have you?
I don't know, but Danielle, thank you for mentioning my curly locks.
You're welcome, Fabio.
My flow, I think it grew last night.
Are you taking hair supplements?
I do take hair supplements.
You sounded awesome. Like the lion from Wizard of Oz, and your hair kind of looks like it, too. If you only had a heart.
Oh, Dorothy. Okay. Well, if you only had a brain.
Okay, if we only had some dry shampoo, tell us about that.
All right, fill me in on dry shampoo.
Well, think of it this way. Ladies can save an hour a day if we don't have to take a full shower, spend all the water, all the money on all the products, and the time getting ready. You can just put on a little dry shampoo, a little bit of mascara, and out you go.
So the dry shampoo gets rid of the oil. So you put like just the powder on your scalp, and you just rub it in a little bit with your fingers.
It absorbs the moisture at the roots.
Yeah. So does it work for fine hair? Because I have a lot of hair, but I have fine hair. And I've tried so many dry shampoos over the years, and I just can't find one that I like.
I'm glad we met today.
Yeah. Aww. And we happen to be neighbors.
And you guys
neighbors.
Are neighbors.
Good Lord, the universe is awesome.
I have very fine hair as well, and it's amazing. It's a game changer. I can't believe I didn't know about it till I was 36 years old. I used to have to wash my hair every single day.
Yeah.
And you strip your body of the natural oils, and we have like this microbiome thing that protects us on our skin.
Wow, that's fantastic. I'm really jacked to keep talking about this.
We still haven't
stuff.
Got to the one thing I was excited
well,
about.
Well, we're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk more about food because we've
Yay.
Got two culinary experts and two really good eaters here today.
Yes.
This is Raised in Wisco!
Food! 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Legal filings show that the family of the 22-year-old who's accused of shooting and killing conservative activist Charlie Kirk in Utah told authorities that he had recently become more political. Utah's Republican Governor Spencer Cox directed a message to young people Friday as he urged Americans to find an off-ramp.
We can choose a different path. Your generation has an opportunity to build a culture that is very different than what we are suffering through right now. Not by pretending differences don't matter, but by embracing our differences and having those hard conversations.
President Trump called on NATO members to stop buying Russian oil, saying that would likely end Russia's war in Ukraine. So far, the president's not gone forward with threatened tougher sanctions against Russia. Israel has ramped up its strikes on Gaza City as Secretary of State Marco Rubio visits Israel. A morgue in Gaza says 12 children were among 32 killed in recent strikes. This is ABC News.
The Brewers cut the cards.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports.
The Brewers beat the Cardinals last night here at AmFam Field, 8-2. Christian Yelich with his 28th home run of the year. Pitcher Quinn Priester on the Brewers getting their 90th win of the regular season.
Just really, you know, feel like we're proud of the work we've done. You know, we know that, you know, we control our own destiny. The ball's in our court, and just do the things that we've been doing, you know, all year and keep this moving and keep winning and control what we do.
Game two of the series tonight. NFL, Packers Hall of Famer Sterling Sharp was on hand for Thursday night's game at Lambeau Field and was asked what he thought when they unveiled his name in the stadium's Ring of Honor at halftime.
Well, I can't see that far because I have to have retina surgery on the 26th, so I was trying to look at the Jumbotron to kind of get a glimpse, but I know what it means, and I know how it feels to be recognized at this level for doing one thing, and that was just wanting to play football.
That's Packers Hall of Famer Sterling Sharp with Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. When not trying to push her bathwater soap on lonely men or selling her good jeans, Sid Sweeney does a little acting. The Sidster will play a boxer in the upcoming film Christy, based on the real life of boxer Christy Martin. Born in small town West Virginia, Christy Martin realized at a young age she was a good puncher and capitalized on that skill to become the best female boxer of the 90s. Despite not being released yet, the film has had a few eyes on it and is currently pulling a 61% on Rotten Tomatoes. Actor Joel Kinnaman is not a household name, but he has a solid fan base, and he seems perfect for a good crime story. So it's no surprise he is the choice to play the lead role in a new crime drama called Bishop. According to Deadline, Kinnaman plays Bishop Graves, a weathered, experienced detective who chases a killer preying on San Francisco's elite, only to find out that the crimes have a connection to his own father. The series is currently in development at Amazon MGM. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, slight chance of a thunderstorm, otherwise partly sunny with highs around 80 degrees. Tonight, some patchy fog, a low around 59. Mostly sunny for Sunday, a high near 80. For Monday, sunshine, highs in the low 80s. Mostly sunny with a high near 83 Tuesday.
Currently, 69 degrees.
Looking for live entertainment in a unique setting? Discover the Thrasher Opera House in Green Lake, Wisconsin. The historic venue offers a full calendar of professional live performances with artists from around the world. With its intimate seating and exceptional acoustics, the Thrasher provides an up-close and personal experience with free parking, affordable pricing, and an easy ticket buying process. For event schedules and ticket information, visit thrasheroperahouse.com.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Teach Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, WGBW afternoon host and actor Eric Westfall joins in studio. Then Mental Health Warrior Film Festival founder Max Blaska joins. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
If you want to learn about the great outdoors of Wisconsin, or you like to eat, which I think encompasses everybody, which is one of the things I absolutely love. I do not care where your political or life philosophies are. Everybody needs to eat.
Correct.
And amen.
One of my favorite sayings in the whole world is, are you hungry? I could eat.
I could eat.
Yeah. I say that
we
all the time.
All
I could eat.
I could eat. I could eat. And I love the fact that in Wisconsin, you literally have this plethora of natural things that occur in and around where we live, no matter where you live in the state, that are fantastic to put on the table and fantastic to put on your body, as we're learning today. I mean, what a cool guest we have.
Yes.
Allie Clark is here. She's got her own company, which is called the Yellow Heart Sisters. And you literally take natural products from the earth, completely unadulterated, and turn them into healthcare products for your body.
Exactly.
Was that a good, did I get that
exactly.
pretty close?
Yes. Yes. I actually have two brands now. My second brand happened about halfway through my entrepreneurship decade here, these last 10 years. And it actually happened with an initiation moment.
Oh.
Oh,
this is
tell
exciting.
Us about this.
Do tell.
Do we need to light candles?
We could. We could.
Okay.
But one day I was bit by a brown recluse spider.
Oh, no.
And in Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin. I you know, I spent a lot of time outdoors. I don't know. I didn't see it happen, but I woke up with this wound that looked a lot like and became very much like.
Wait, you got it in our neighborhood? I'm going to need to go home and burn the place down, okay?
It's never happened since.
I'm never sleeping again. Thank you so much.
Lawton, are you not a fan of spiders?
It only happened
it
once.
To your house.
I will not be sleeping ever again. Thank you.
We do have.
I mean, we do have them, though. I've seen them.
It was a blessing in disguise.
Okay.
Because I used to walk around our beautiful Kettle Moraine neighborhood or, you know, nature and think, gee, I wish I knew the name of all those amazing green wild plants. Huh, maybe someday. And then once
someday
I,
happened.
Yeah, someday came and bit me at, you
it
know where.
Bit you.
You know where.
The hindquarters.
Really? Okay.
I must have sat on it.
Oh, no.
Sure.
I don't know why it would have bit me otherwise. But, yeah, so then I became very motivated to figure out how to heal myself.
Mm.
And because, you know, you can either take a risk with the wild plants right outside your door or you can take a risk at the hospital. The choice is yours.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, let me just try to heal myself if I can with the wild plants that are right outside my door. And then I discovered things like plantain, not the banana, but the green plant grows abundantly. We even call it white man's footprint. It's everywhere. In Wisconsin. It's a lot of places.
And this is a remedy for
Bee stings, mosquito bites, any venomous, snake bites. It's a good one to know. It's called, I teach it to my homeschool groups. Pretty much the first plant I'll teach in any wild foraging herbalism, plantain.
Hmm. Really?
It can save your life.
I want to sign up for your
homeschool
group.
So did you use this
right?
when you were bitten by the brown recluse?
So so you pick some plantain, which is growing everywhere around you, literally, unless you've had someone, unfortunately, spray chemicals and kill it. But it's there. It's just waiting to bring us health and nourishment and save your life.
Wow,
that is a
fascinating story.
What are the top five plants in everyone's yard that we should be using?
Top five plants in everyone's yard in Wisconsin that we should be using are plantain, yarrow.
Yarrow
is also known as soldier's woundwort. Achilles used to use it on the battlefield to save people's lives from deep wounds. This is before we had antibiotics.
Like
so,
the Achilles, like Achilles,
yes.
the Greek Achilles?
Greek mythology.
Yes,
yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. This is interesting.
His mother dipped him in a vat of yarrow, and that's how he was protected, except for his
really?
Achilles heel.
That sucker's, all I
it's
ever got
deal.
From the guy was his heel.
Oh, goodness. Jacob.
Jacob, Achilles
minus
heel.
Minus no. Minus two.
Yeah, that might. Yeah.
I don't get.
Yes, that was very
there's
good.
Not a score. Like, thank you.
There is, though. Jacob's
thanks for being on
track.
My side, Jacob.
Okay, so that was two.
Classic Achilles joke.
Thank you.
Motherwort. Okay. Motherwort is a lot of times the plants tell us what they're for with their name. Motherwort is telling us that mother helps with anxiety. Our nerves get a little, you know.
So
mm-hmm.
similar to St. John's wort benefits? Or
St. John's wort is another amazing one that grows all over here. I was going to name that one next. That's number four.
Ah.
That one is actually, I consider.
Great minds think alike.
For sure. Aww. I consider that one an antiviral.
Okay.
It does help, I think, but my herbal books say. Especially, I've studied some of the Native American traditions in this area, and the antiviral for St. John's wort. We also call it St. Joan's wort sometimes.
Okay.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
We do, I
is
guess.
It named after St. Joan of Arc, possibly?
I believe so.
Oh, big fan. Mm-hmm. Big fan. She could really wield a sword.
Wow.
So.
Oh, you know what? It's really hard for me to choose five. I could have done 10, but I'm going to go with.
Wait, go
can you
10.
Do 10?
Just
because
do as many
yeah,
as
we
you
want to know five more.
Yeah, keep
oh,
going.
Oh, wow.
This is
yeah,
great.
People getting bored after
this
five.
No.
Not
you're just lighting our fire.
For goodness
come
sakes.
On.
This is an
you're
appetizer.
On the good ship lollipop
okay,
right here.
I can go all day. I'm on the edge of my seat to see if you say dandelions.
Well. Yeah, big salad.
I most surely would say.
I'll say it well, right now for you. Dandelion.
Yes. They are dandy.
Dandelion.
No delicious.
For sure. You know what's wild? We have a lot of Lyme disease in this area. Lyme disease is a really big problem
yes,
for a lot of people,
is.
Even if we don't know about it. I had it. My whole family had it. I've had
it
a couple
it.
Times. Yeah. Okay. It's a problem. Do you know what's growing on the side of the freeways? Like freeway exits lined with this stuff.
Sumac.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. I want to get
the
these.
Yellow top
purple loosestrife.
The yellow top stuff, I think, gives you really bad blisters.
It has
garlic.
I'll give you some clues. It has really
thistle.
Spiky tops with like wildly spiky things coming out of it when it's in full bloom, but
thistle.
Nobody knows its name.
Not
it's
thistle.
Very rarely known by name, but it's everywhere, and you can't stop seeing it once you know about it. It's called teasel.
Teasel
is a drawing medicine,
okay.
And it's everywhere, and yet it's invisible to us until we see it.
Hmm.
Wow.
It's crazy.
I like
this
that.
This is fascinating.
Research.
Okay, I'm doing it. I apologize for putting you on the spot while we're on the air, but I'm going to do it. You have to come back for a season two of this, yes?
Are
part
you
two.
Are a season? You hypnotizing her?
Yeah,
not,
it's not
I'm
this
sorry.
That kind of
show.
Joel, it's not that kind of show.
You will come back for season section.
Yeah, the next show will be sitting
two.
In a circle with candles
yeah,
and
candles.
Things in the middle.
I'd love to have you back because I want to hear so much more about this kind of thing. I think this stuff is fascinating. I think it's an often overlooked segment of our outdoors. Not only the food, but the remedy that exists out there. And I want to ask, is a lot of this based or was a lot of this used by the native tribes who were here in Wisconsin?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Is that some of how you learn what you learn based on what was used as medicine?
Yes.
In previous centuries?
So I teach folk herbalism, and because I'm a folk herbalist. So I'm not what certified. What does that mean?
Folk
herbalist means somebody who could, we are all folk herbalists. We are all herbalists. Women, it's our birthright in particular. We are born to use what's around us, whether we cultivate it in the garden or whether it grows wild just on its own. We go outside, we gather, we fill our basket, and we make food and medicine. That's mm-hmm. just what we do. We don't need to pay money or to be approved or to be board certified. We just, for ourselves. If we want to go out like way beyond that and, you know, start massive whatever, then maybe that's appropriate. But
sure.
We can all take care of ourselves and our family with what we can, really what we can harvest from nature.
Mm-hmm. And everything is there. We just got to know where to look for it. Like you were mm-hmm. talking about with the walnuts.
Yeah,
the
yeah. There's really no
we have
shortage
everything right there. As long as
there's
you know what to
so
look for.
Much. So 2 months ago, I held a foraging clinic at my house, and wonderful Katie from our women's group. She has done a lot of certification and all sorts of stuff in foraging, and she came out and she's like, "You have this. You have this." There were at least 20 things she rattled off of my property that I didn't even know about.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't spray any chemicals on my property, so I'm like, "Okay, you need to write all this down. I want to
yep.
pick all of this because we have." To your point, we have so much stuff at our fingertips that we just don't know about.
So how do we preserve all of this? So once we pick it and
Well, one way is you can make a tincture.
Oh, I was just going to say that. That's become such a like a cool word. I use that word all the time, but I have to be honest. I don't exactly know what a tincture is.
Oh, let's talk tinctures.
But you brought
I have a couple tinctures here.
I have my two favorite tinctures. They have a yarrow tincture and a motherwort tincture.
Okay, and what do they do?
Well, so first of all, what a tincture is it's a convenient way to preserve the plant medicine to be able to use it throughout the year. So you could just dry it, and you could dry the plant and make tea. Mm-hmm. Simple. The tea is the simplest. And then tincture is just the most convenient because it's all set in a travel-ready package that you don't even, let's face it, sometimes we don't even want to boil water.
Right. You know? Yes, yes.
Honestly.
I don't have that problem.
I mean, most
I constantly have hot water at my house for tea.
Oh, gosh.
Good.
I have my coffee maker. I just
say you're traveling.
Yeah.
You're traveling. You're in the airport. Yarrow is very protective. It's a very, it even protects from radiation. So that's a legit thing when you're in the airport. Like,
yeah.
You want to be.
Flights, you get quite a bit of radiation.
Yep. And it helps just kind of fight off the general crud of. Of stuffy nose, sore throat kind of thing. You take your yarrow and you're good to go.
So how do you take it?
We're all throwing questions.
Okay, so you can simply take it directly in your mouth, but this tincture is a vodka base, which is the most common standard way to make a tincture.
An alcohol base.
Yeah, you can actually use any alcohol, but like vodka is your go-to. Just like a basic 80-proof vodka is your go-to for a tincture. And then you can travel with this. It never goes bad. I mean, it loses its potency after 2, 3, 4, 5 years would, you know.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it's gone by
but
those
I
years.
Mean, usually you would use it by then, yeah. So you can take it directly in your mouth, or you can just drop it in your water bottle.
Like this one that you have in your hand, the yarrow one, is that made from yarrow that you've picked here?
It's made
in
from
Southeast
the yarrow
Wisconsin?
That literally just covers my yard.
Oh. Really?
It just covers
Joel,
my
Joel, where's
yard.
Your dad joke?
Yardo yarrow.
Yes. I didn't think of that one. That's a good one.
Yeah. It's yard yarrow.
It's my yard. It's right from my yard. Yeah, it covers my yard. So I thought, boy, what's this growing here for? Should I get rid of it and plant a garden? Well, why don't I just use what God provided?
Yeah. And it's that. Wonderful. I mean, it's really you. I'm telling you, I'm sitting here, guys. I hope you're watching on Facebook because if you're seeing this woman's face, this is not. She's not peddling. She believes this. You believe this stuff that the yarrow has these qualities in to help your immunity. And I gotta say, I'm one of those people who's kind of always skeptical, always on the fence. Spent 10 years in television news. You know, I'm a skeptical person, but what I have learned is the older I get and the more I learn, I've learned that there's a reason people have used these things for centuries. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't still be being used for the same thing they were being used for 200 years ago if there were not some efficacy in natural products.
Yeah, certainly. Can you tell us about your other tincture that you have?
Oh, okay. Well, let's move on to that. Get the philosophy out of here. What's in the other jug?
I did want to tell you like a little bit of proof here on the yarrow. I've raised a son to 16 and a half years old without ever giving him antibiotics.
Wow.
What?
Have I taken antibiotics myself in 16 years.
That's fantastic.
Wow. So our family is able to take care of ourselves with this, and of course, no other pharmaceuticals either.
I feel like I hit the jackpot today because I can walk
is
across
so
the
clear
street,
and you're like, you're
yeah,
perfect.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're perfect.
Thank you.
And here I am, just
here we are, Danielle.
Not
here I am, hanging,
you're better than me.
Hanging on by a thread over here.
Oh. I've been circling the drain.
Throw some yarrow on him, for God's sake.
So one quick yarrow story.
When we come back.
When we come back.
And our recipe of the week is raised in Wisco.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Always a good time when you step in at Ooga Brewing in Beaver Dam. Today, from noon to 11 p.m., it's Oktoberfest at the brewery, featuring the ceremonial tapping of Oogatoberfest Marzen. Live music with the Zyphel Brothers and Gary Beal Band, brats from Blue Line Club, pretzels from Ooga Brewing, pizza by Leroy's Meats, food trucks, and more. Put on your lederhosen, grab your friends, and head over to Ooga Brewing Company, 301 South Spring Street, part of Beaver Dam's vibrant downtown. Prost!
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. September 4th, Native Nations asked the U.S. Supreme Court to uphold the longstanding right of individuals to bring voting rights complaints to federal court. If the High Court takes the case, its decision could have consequences for voting rights protections under the Voting Rights Act. In 2021, the Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa Indians and the Spirit Lake Nation negotiated with the state of North Dakota to create voting districts which didn't dilute Native voting power. But after a 2023 Eighth Circuit Court decision in Arkansas, the state of North Dakota reneged on its deal with the tribes. The decision said only the U.S. Justice Department, not individual voters, could bring suits to enforce the VRA. Of 450 VRA Section 2 cases since 1982, only 18 were brought by DOJ. May 14th, a three-judge appeals panel affirmed that decision, but still only for the Eighth Circuit. After a July 15th stay, the nations asked the High Court on September 4th to take the case. Spirit Lake Nation Chair Lana Jackson Street said, "It is shameful that when we succeeded in court and got a fair map in place, the state turned its attack toward the Voting Rights Act and a person's right to vote free from discrimination. We need the Supreme Court to protect our fundamental right to vote and be heard." We have our past reports on the case at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Hey Oshkosh, calling all volunteers to help combat hunger in Northeast Wisconsin. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. And on Thursday, September 18th, from 7 a.m. till 7 p.m., Feed the Body, Feed the Soul is looking for volunteers for two-hour shifts during this 12-hour event. Their goal is to package 252,000 pounds of rice with the help of nearly 1,200 volunteers. Sign up today to be a part of Feed the Body, Feed the Soul at the Sunnyview Expo Center. Check it out. Head to WISS.FM and click events.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Louisiana versus Calais, C-A-L-L-A-I-S, could deal a death blow to the impact, the power, the capacity of the Supreme Court to decide Voting Rights Act cases. This is one of those times when the Supreme Court needs to hear from the public about the appropriate resolution of this major case that could compromise the Voting Rights Act going forward beyond Louisiana.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Bama Lamb, have we got a show tonight? This is Joel Clayfish sitting alongside Danielle Fairman. Hello. And Chef Ellie Lawton. Ellie Clark is
Bonjour.
Here, the naturalist from Yellow Heart Sisters, and talking to us today, which is, I'm having a blast. This is so fascinating to me.
Yes.
The natural products she makes for wellness, the tinctures, the balms, the lip
pit
stuff,
paste.
The pit paste, which is code for deodorant, which I like.
We're only going to call it pit paste from now on.
From now on, that's
it.
Pit paste well, and
not that one.
Pit paste and toothpaste.
I'm sure they probably have the other one.
Pit paste and toothpaste. Oh,
now we have a new line of product.
Hey, it does not.
I just say it.
My wheels
are
stick.
Turning already.
It does not all stick.
What are we going to do?
Okay, so before our break, you were talking about Yarrow story.
Yeah,
a great Yarrow story. An example to prove to the doubters and the haters.
Oh,
can Yarrow really do the job? So a couple of years ago, I sent my kiddo out to go get eggs, down to the farm, a farm down the road. He went on like a one wheel. You know what that is? So it's like a skateboard. One wheels down to get eggs. And a few minutes later, I get a phone call from him that says, "Mom, can you come get me? I got bit by the farm dog." The dog didn't like the one wheel. It freaked out and it clamped onto the meaty part of his calf and sunk its teeth deep into his calf. And I go, "I'm on it." So I jump in my car. I go down the hill, quick jump out of the car, grab a handful of Yarrow, pop it in my mouth, chew it up because that's how you make a spit poultice. So that's like a
yeah. Ooh, yep.
What? You so, say yeah. Yes.
Spit poultice.
Well, yes. Of course.
It is totally not normal. What?
It is when you are out in the outdoors and you have to improvise.
You're in the outdoors and you have to improvise and it's yeah. survival.
So you're chewing this up to extract the juice from.
You're the coolest mom ever.
So my kid thinks so too. And then he's like, here she comes again. Just spit out the yarrow.
Slap
it on his leg.
Just regurgitate everything right there. Done.
I think that's called baby birding.
And I pack him home. And, you know, you can go to the hospital and that I'm so grateful that the hospital's there because most certainly I would go if I needed to. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, I'm careful to make that decision, but I'm like, I'm going to try this because this is how we learn, mm-hmm. you know, you can learn in a classroom or you can learn in life's classroom. And I'm
life
talking
happens in 3D. That's mm-hmm. what I love telling people.
So I'm like, okay, we're going to now heal a dog bite with our natural remedies provided by nature.
Mm-hmm.
And
I love that.
And you know, when you are willing to take that risk on your own one and only child, you know,
it's gotta,
that's when it gets real.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you watched it very closely and
watched
carefully
to make sure it
wasn't getting infected mm-hmm. and everything else.
Yes. And actually yarrow was the first thing we used, but I'm going to go actually to make it so much even more approachable and easy for you to implement right now. Any cut you get at any depth, and any level of infection, you can heal yourself with just raw local honey.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Honey. Mm-hmm. It's called a honey Band-Aid. I want it to change your life right now.
And it will. I'm going to try it.
Yeah.
A honey Band-Aid. A honey Band-Aid is the thing.
And it's, if you're a little hungry or got a taste for sweet, you've got it right on.
You're good. So you just put a little honey on it. And so we covered that cut after we did the yarrow. And that was a really good thing because it's specific for deep wounds.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And fighting infection.
And you put the honey on top.
And then
it.
Honey, and then you just change that Band-Aid. And honey actually turns to a natural hydrogen peroxide. Hydrogen mm-hmm. peroxide, a little abrasive. A natural hydrogen peroxide in the body, and it heals the wound from the inside out.
That's fantastic. And honey's delicious.
Wow.
And you know what else is delicious?
The pit paste, because it's edible. Well, it's food grade.
It's food grade.
Yeah. It's food grade. Doesn't mean you're
Joel's over here taking little bites of his pit paste.
I'm not taking bites of the pit paste. I lick it off after I put it on.
Oh.
Duh.
What?
Just kidding.
Speaking of licking things off, hey, let's talk about the recipe.
Yes. Can we get to the recipe, please?
Danielle? What? You okay?
What is happening?
recipe tonight. We are doing duck chili over baked sweet potatoes.
Oh my
gosh. I love sweet potatoes.
That sounds amazing.
So you guys, why did we forget about all the cool stuff we can actually put our wonderful homemade chilis on?
I don't
just
know.
Chili?
You're the
just
chef.
Also
don't
no noodles.
Look at me.
No noodles. Okay. No.
No noodles.
Oh my God.
No,
I love it. Okay. So I'm going to run
beans
through.
Beans or no beans? That's the
beans.
Real debate.
Beans.
We're... I'm a no beans.
Well,
beans. But I'll eat it with beans. I'll eat it with beans. I like
well,
it.
Then you can just
bean
out of here.
Noodles? What well. Do you, it's just broth.
So due
Yarrow
to
you.
Time restrictions, I'm going to go over Worth all it. The ingredients for this wonderful dish. And then Fantastic Megan Salad Bar will be posting all of the measurements and the directions
and
on our Facebook page.
And George will be trying it, George Ermert.
So you're going to start out
listener.
Some ground duck. Okay, you can get it at the grocery store or you can harvest it yourself. Duck fat or bacon fat, ground cumin, red onions, 4 garlic cloves. I recommend 8. fresh jalapeno peppers, red bell peppers, chili powder, dried oregano, cayenne pepper, salt, a little dark beer if you'd like, some stock, beef, chicken, mushroom. You can make your own mushroom stock, which is wonderful.
Yes, with Hen of the Woods.
A little tomato paste, canned tomatoes, beans, lots of beans, Joel. And
Sorry,
then
more you
too. And
more
then
you your
top. Oh, okay, Danielle. And then your topping: sour cream, shredded cheese, cilantro, and then pour that over your amazing baked sweet potato with some nice, delicious salted butter.
Oh,
I cannot
gosh.
Wait
that
till it's
yes.
pulled out.
Tell me though, real quick, when you put all those ingredients in the pot,
yeah,
do you measure specifically or feel it out?
I always feel it out, but we'll post the measurements for this recipe so everyone can make
gosh.
It at home and then play with it. Your, you know, fresh herbs, spices, you can add your wonderful mushrooms to it. whatever you want.
Oh my gosh, that sounds fantastic.
Get crazy with
it.
What a
perfect, perfect recipe as we head into the cooler months of the year. What an awesome show. I want to thank Allie Clark for coming here.
Thanks, Allie.
Check it out. That is awesome. Are you on the internet? Real quick.
Wellnessofthewoods.com.
Wellnessofthewoods.com. And wellness from Raised in Wisco. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Trump says he believes the Russian-Ukraine war would end if all NATO countries stopped buying oil from Russia and placed tariffs on China of 50% to 100% for its purchases of Russian petroleum. London police say about 100,000 protesters have joined anti-immigration activist Tommy Robinson's march around the Parliament building in an event called Unite the Kingdom. Thousands of anti-fascist protesters are also in the streets. Israel has intensified air attacks in Gaza City, killing at least 32 people, including 12 children, according to hospital medical staff. Just after and continuing since the shooting of Charlie Kirk, this from ABC's Selena Wang.
Utah's governor has emerged as a voice for calm and unity, warning that pointing the finger only escalates hate. And he's also calling social media a cancer on our society, urging Americans to log off.
This is ABC News. We're only a few hours.